That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Eagles Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo, and it is back this coming Sunday, January 7th. They will have the return of the Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 47 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 20 and a north wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become west after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 46. On Thursday, cloudy with a high near 39. On Friday, there's a chance of rain and snow, mainly before noon, should be cloudy with a high near 35. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of snow, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 38. And on Monday, snow is likely, and it should be cloudy with a high near 33 and breezy on Monday. Currently, with fair skies, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 79%. The wind speed is north at 16 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 25 degrees, and our current wind chill is 20 degrees. It's 9:05. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday, January 2nd party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
You got your switch is off.
Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, I didn't stay awake the whole night, but I got up at midnight, and I texted everybody right at midnight, and then I was back asleep by 12:04. And so, but I was up at midnight to text everybody a Happy New Year, and it's going to be a great year.
I was in bed by 10:30. Yeah. I did get up at midnight. There was a lot of noise going on around town at midnight, so I was up at midnight. I wished Jonathan a happy New Year and rolled over and went back to sleep.
That's a good one to do. You know, and that's great. That's kind of like what I did. You know, I slept on and off throughout the night and woke up a little bit before midnight, made myself a chocolate shake, texted everybody, and went back to bed. So, happy 2024. You know, 2023, I know a lot of people struggled last year, and I hope 2024 is better for them. I don't have a lot of complaints about 2023, really.
There were some hardships in 2023. I'm trying to focus more on the positives and the blessings, just to have a more positive outlook
in the future.
And so I'm ready for 2024. Well, it's here whether we're ready or not.
That's right.
But yes,
you can't go back and change anything that happened already, so all you can do is not let it happen again and have a great year. I'm excited. 2024.
I always weird. Think with, you know, the hardships, you know, we always talk it's almost easier sometimes to think of the hardships, but the fact that you're still here to be able to talk about the hardships,
yes, ma'am.
There's your blessing.
Yes ma'am,
there's your blessing.
But it seems weird. I was talking to Ron. I said, I still remember clear as day, like it was yesterday, the whole, you know, year 2000 thing going on and all that. And here it is already 24 years past that. And I can still remember it like yesterday. It's weird. And I can't remember what I did yesterday. So, that's that. All right. So this is going to be our first trivia question in the new year. Are you ready?
I am ready. I know you listened while you were on vacation.
I did.
I was a mixture of easy and
hard.
Did
you see what I wrote to you?
No.
You were talking, I think it was the last Tuesday, you were talking about how you were going to go a little bit easier because Natalie was so hard on everybody. And so I wrote, Natalie is the meanest person I've ever met. I wrote it on the thing.
I use my phone so much to do my sponsor stuff, to get the most up-to-date thing. And so I didn't even put on, you are really good about putting on our Facebook Live so we can follow comments and stuff like that. I forget to do that. So I didn't see your comment.
So I just, I was just little me, Natalie. Mandy's going to be so nice and give him easy questions. So when I came back, I had to try to make it a little hard, okay? I got to live up to my reputation. Hey, if you have won trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But once you pick it up, you still do have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. You are going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Be the first caller, 785-877-3378. So today is National Sci-Fi Day.
Sci-Fi Day.
Are you a sci-fi fan?
I am a wife of a sci-fi.
You live in a household of sci-fi fans.
Yes.
Yes.
And so I guess
So you do get to see them, right?
I do. Okay. I do. Yes.
So be the first caller with the correct answer, and you might know this, Mandy, then. 785-877-3378. Okay, so this may not be so hard. We'll see. In the movie Back to the Future, they showed that several times this weekend, so maybe you saw it. Maybe you'll know the answer. Who was sitting in the DeLorean when Doc was doing his first time-traveling experiment with Marty filming? In the movie Back to the Future, who was sitting in the DeLorean when Doc was doing his first time-traveling experiment that Marty was filming? Yes. Very good. Do you remember that name?
I'm getting there.
Okay. 785-877-3378. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party 9. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Was it Einstein?
It is Einstein. Very good.
I couldn't get the name. I knew it was the dog.
Who is this? Kyle. What's your last name, Kyle?
Wright.
All right. Kyle Wright. Very good, Kyle. Guess what? You just earned yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kyle. Bye-bye. Good morning, Ron. He's watching. So it was Doc's dog, Einstein. And it was on so many times this weekend. So when I saw it was Sci-Fi Day, I thought, I'm going to see how many people watch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Einstein is present at the Twin Peaks Mall parking lot where Doc Brown conducts his first time travel experiment with Doc controlling the DeLorean by remote. And Einstein was sitting inside of it while Marty filmed.
Perfect.
Back to the Future. Good job, and you just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, hey, we're going to take a break for our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit. Together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. A light trade took place mostly on Thursday last week with a little cleanup on Friday. Southern live deals were marked at 170 to 173, mostly at 172, a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Northern dressed business had a full range of 269 to 276, mostly at 272 to 273, $2 to $3 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis Nebraska. Taking a look now over at the mercantile. February live cattle up 307 at 171.60. April up 247 at 174.72. January feeder cattle up 305 at 225.40. March up 340 at 226.50. February lean hogs up 15 cents at 68.10. April down 27 at 74.57. At the Board of Trade, March corn down 4 3/4 at 466.5. May down 4 cents at 480. January beans down 22 3/4 at 1270 3/4. March down 23 1/4 at 1274 1/4. March Kansas City wheat down 11.5 at 630.5. May down 11 at 633. March Chicago wheat down 11 3/4 at 616 1/4. May down 10.5 at 628 1/5. We can now take a look over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil up by about 26 cents. Gold up by $6.80. At Wall Street, the Dow went next down 86.80. NASDAQ down to 16.16. And the S&P 500 down 34.28. On the Kansas Ag Network.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday, January 2nd party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Happy New Year, Mandy.
Happy New Year.
Yes, ma'am. Starting off our first show of 2024, so hopefully we'll make it a good show.
Oh, hopefully, yes.
You know.
We'll get through it. I mean, they
can. How's that?
We got through last week.
You did. You did a great job. Thank you. Thank you to Jonathan for yes. coming in and helping you out on Party Line. Really appreciate that, too.
Greatly, greatly appreciate that.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Well, good morning, Natalie. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, this is Corey, and I just want to wish my wife, Gail, a happy birthday on today.
All right, Gail, and are you going to be nice and just say happy birthday or say how old?
Mandy, thank you. I was warned that I should not go any further on how many this might be because it might be a special one, but I'm not supposed to say that.
So, all right.
You know, one of those with a zero behind it, right?
Okay.
But I'm not supposed to say that.
Okay.
I'm not going to. I'm just going to wish her a very happy birthday on January 2nd. There we go. Ladies, you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Corey. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, and welcome back, Natalie.
Thank you, Jean. How are you? Happy New Year.
You too. Tell my Natalie hi.
I promise.
And Mandy, you guys did a good job, too.
Thank you.
I have two birthdays, Gil Roy and Tanner Brunner, who is 18 today, and good luck to Luke in Cambridge tonight.
All right. Awesome. Tana's 18.
Yeah, but,
I know. I saw that.
I wouldn't say how old Gil Roy is, but I'd be in trouble.
Yes, yeah, no, we should not do that.
Nope, she has secrecy.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thanks, Jean. Have a great day.
Yep. You too.
All right.
I
will. I promise.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's how you do it.
Before we go, and I forget again, while we were at break, we did have a phone call from someone that has three different wedding dresses for sale in overall good condition. They can be altered, and she is asking $200 for all three, 202-2416.
All right. Okay, so first things first. Hopefully I'm not doing this out of order. We did trivia. Okay, next. We're going to thank our sponsors. We want to thank the Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, and TNC Kitchen for sponsoring our show today. We're looking forward to your phone calls. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, please give us a call, 785-877-3378. Let's get them on the birthday list. At the end of the show today, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. We went to Destination Kitchen right before Christmas for lunch. And, you know, I was standing up there and I was looking at those cookies. And I'm like, man, whoever gets one of those cookies is so lucky.
I know.
They're big.
They're big.
They're really big. And, boy, I could have one of each. I'd pay for it later, but I would enjoy it going down for sure. They look delicious. So give us a call. Give a birthday person a chance to win one of those cookies. Also, if you know anybody that's having an anniversary anytime this week, please call us because we're going to put them on the list. And at the end of the show on Friday, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc. And that's also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. And at Garden Gate, etc., stop by and see all the beautiful items they have at Garden Gate. You know, Christmas is done, and we're in New Year's, but you know what comes next is Valentine's Day. Don't be that last-minute gift person. Stop in at Garden Gate today. See all the beautiful the items they have for gift-giving and for yourself right here in Norton on Highway 36. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Those dresses, one is a 14. The other one's a 16, and the other one don't have no size on it.
Okay. So a 14, a 16, and you're not sure on the third one.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling and letting us know, Karen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We were talking about anniversaries. You know, that's also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Call them today at 785-871-4109. If one of your resolutions was to travel more and have more fun, well, you can do that just by calling Click Your Heels Travel. They'll help you get all set up, and they're with you from beginning to end. Call them today, 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, say, sell, trade, give away, or if you're in search of something, you've lost something, or you found something, give us a call at the station at 785-877-3378. We'll start with reminders. My reminder this morning is from our Norton Public Library. There's a couple of events today, January 2nd. We'll start with Mother Goose Moments, which is an interactive story time for babies through the age of 2. That's at the library, where you take your little ones for musical games, stories, and snacks this morning at 10:30. Also, Gameplay Learn Club for Kids will be today from 3:45 to 4:45, where they can take their friends and learn strategy, sportsmanship, and more from board games in their STEM area. And they also have PlayStation 4, Xbox, and Wii games to play. This is a parental contract event with the Gameplay Learn Club for Kids, so you need to get that taken care of before the kids go. There needs to be one per child per household. Stop in at 10:30 for Mother Goose Moments and this evening from 3:45 to 4:45 for Gameplay Learn Club for Kids from our Norton Public Library.
During the month of December, at the Norton County Courthouse on the third floor collected children's gloves, stocking hats, etc., and dog and treats and food. Well, the Norton County District Court sent us a message, excuse me, to kind of update us on how their Christmas decorations of the tree and the presents under the tree went, and they want to thank the Norton community for their support of their Christmas tree at the Norton County Courthouse. Over 115 pounds of dog food and treats were delivered to the pound. When school resumes, over 100 pairs of socks and over 150 gloves, mittens, and stocking caps will be delivered to Eisenhower Elementary School. They want to thank you for the handmade stocking caps, the pairs of warm socks, the cans of dog food, and the dog treats. And as always, what a great community. And thank you very much for a very successful, they call it decorating their tree. And so thanks for the great decorations and donations, and much appreciated.
Your donations may go to great use this week because they're talking about a couple big winter storms coming into the area starting Friday. So what perfect timing.
Yes.
They're going to deliver them Thursday, so that's great. All right. Well, let's talk about... I've already told everybody who our sponsors were, haven't I?
No.
Let me tell them again.
Yes, just in case.
All right. Well, we wanted to Kinsey Covenant... I don't remember. Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you guys that we get to be here. Okay, I'm going to start. I got one more than you this morning, so I'm going to start talking about TNC Kitchen. Stop in for lunch today on their lunch buffet. They're going to be having meatloaf with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Stop in tonight for that delicious pan-fried chicken or pork chops. Got to get there early. That chicken goes fast. All of the lunch buffets, Monday through Saturdays, come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. And you don't ever have to miss out at TNC Kitchen. Just give them a call at 785-877-3511. And we've been telling you a little bit the last week or two that they are doing some hiring at TNC Kitchen. If you think that'd be a great place to work, and I think it would be, so stop in and talk to them today about the positions they have open at TNC Kitchen. Once again, their lunch buffet today will be meatloaf with potato, vegetable, and roll at TNC Kitchen.
I mentioned it last week, and I'm going to say it again. What a better way to start out the new year than with new appliances from H&J Repair Appliance Outlet in downtown Norton. All of their appliances at Appliance Outlet are brand new coming off of the truck, but I can guarantee that you're not going to pay brand new prices with Appliance Outlet. I'll tell you more in just a minute.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I would like to wish Tana Briner a happy 18th birthday today.
Your baby is 18.
Yep.
How you doing, Mom?
It's a hard one.
I know.
But it's leading to some great times.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Miss Tana.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I'd like to wish my granddaughter, Akira Clover Green, a happy sweet 16th birthday today.
Sweet 16.
Okay, what was the first name?
Akira.
Akira Obergreen?
Akira, and then the kids call her Clover.
Akira Clover Green.
Okay.
And, that somebody called in that was
14
and 16. I didn't catch what it was.
We have someone that has three wedding dresses, and she has a size 14 and a size 16, and she's not sure what the third one is, and she's asking $200 for all three.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something else. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. That's how you do it. Yay.
Okay. We were talking about Appliance Outlet in downtown Norton. They have brand new appliances right off the truck in their storefront in downtown Norton, but they're not at brand new prices. They're at H&J Repair Appliance Outlet prices, so you need to go in and check it out. They have refrigerators, stoves, washers, dryers. They have deep freezes. They have upright freezes. They have microwaves. They have dishwashers. Any appliance that you would need in your home, whether it's the kitchen or the laundry room, Appliance Outlet has it in their store in downtown Norton. They also have a storefront in Colby. And so if they don't have it in their stock here in Norton, they can also check their inventory in Colby. So if you don't see it in their store in downtown Norton, be sure to ask the employees there at Appliance Outlet and say, hey, this is what I'm looking for. And they can check both store location inventories, or like they did with me. I'm on a list. I'm looking for a specific item. They have me down on the list. So when they get their inventory or their new deliveries, they can let me know, hey, you were looking for such and such. Come on in. Take a look what we just got in. All of their appliances come with a one-year warranty with the opportunity to add additional years of warranty. For more information, you can stop by the store location during their regular business hours. Those are Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12. be aware that a part of their service, and it's a great service, if you buy something from Appliance Outlets, they have the opportunity to arrange delivery. So if you get there and the store is locked up, they usually put a sign on there out for delivery. Just give them a call or text at 785-871-0048 and just say, hey, I stopped by the store. You are out for delivery. I'd like to come in and take a look at your inventory if you want to let me know when you're back. I'm sure they will do that for you. Again, Appliance Outlet H&J Repair, downtown Norton. Go in, take a look at their inventory and see what you can start out with your new year in your home.
Yes, that's awesome. I'm going to talk about our Norton Chamber of Commerce. Our Norton Chamber of Commerce, first and foremost, wants to wish everybody in the community a very happy new year. And they want to thank everyone for making 2023 a wonderful year for our Norton Chamber of Commerce. They're looking forward to 2024, and they've got a lot of stuff planned. You know, if you want to be a part of that, you can talk to Donna, 785-877-2501. Or you can stop in and visit with her at the Chamber office and talk to her about becoming a member of the Norton Chamber of Commerce. Maybe doing some volunteer work for them, help them in their planning, find out when their next meetings are going to be, and attend those, and just become a part of our Norton Chamber of Commerce. The more the merrier, and you get to be a part of all the great stuff that goes on. Once again, they want to wish everyone in our community a very wonderful and prosperous and healthy, happy new year for 2024, and thank everybody for a very wonderful 2023, and let's see if we can do even better in 2024. Once again, you can have any questions, you can call the Norton Chamber office at 785-877-2501 or stop in and visit at the Norton office and talk to Donna about anything that you want to talk to her about that has to do with the Chamber and our community.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. They have a great selection of paint and painting supplies, nuts, bolts, nails, and screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, large and small tools, and large and small appliances. If you can't find what you're looking for, they are more than happy to order it for you. Special orders are always welcome at Cowpoke Supply. Just let the staff know what you're looking for, and they'll be able to help you with their online catalog. Find what you need for any project you could dream up. It's all at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton. Remember, they are locally owned and family operated. Every Tuesday is Tool Day Tuesday, and we give you a chance to win a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. And we do that by picking a word. Then you listen to the rest of our show for Natalie or I to say the word and be the first caller when you hear the word, as long as you've not won in the last 30 days, and you'll win that gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply in Norton. Natalie brought it up earlier, and we've been talking about being prepared for the winter storms. Well, there's snow again in our forecast for the weekend, and we talked about getting the large bags of ice melt. They have all of your outerwear and your underwear for your to keep your body warm and your hands and feet protected. Well, one other thing that you're going to probably need this weekend is a shovel. And so today's word is shovel for the chance to win a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. You can get all kinds of them at Cowpoke Supply. So the next time you hear Natalie or I say the word, give us a call, 785-877-3378.
All right, I'm going to talk about Kinsey Covenant Realty. At Kinsey Covenant Realty, you can call them today at 785-202-2027 for all your real estate needs. I'm going to tell you about a couple of properties that are available right now at Kinsey Covenant Realty. This is located miles outside of town. It's over 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, has a large kitchen with a butler's pantry, and it also has a coffee bar. It has a 3-car garage, a weight room, a gun room. It sits on a little over 78 acres of pasture ground, has a lake view and a town view through the valley. It has 300 square feet chicken coop with electricity, easy access to fishing and hunting, a master bedroom on the main floor with its own bathroom, and a large walk-in closet. As also at 211 West Crane, there's a home available that has 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. It's 1,162 square foot. It's a corner lot with a fenced yard and a single-car garage. It has a washer and dryer on the main floor, and it's close to schools. For these properties and others, please call Kinsey Covenant Realty at 785-202-2027. You can visit the website at choosecovenantrealty.com and check out these beautiful properties and many others. Once again, call Kinsey Covenant Realty at 785-202-2027. All right. Hey, it's time for, what are we on now? History.
History.
And do I do this?
Yep.
Now? Okay. So let me put that in there. Okay. First, we'll get this phone call.
20109.
Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hello.
Yes.
My partner, Bob, and I are local website designers. And so we are just checking if you need help.
All right, we're on the radio right now. You'll have to call back after 10, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, so we are going to get some history. History is brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Call Kansas Land Tire today at 785-877-5181. And remember, at Kansas Land Tire, they know your tires and they're fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
All right, it's time for history.
On this day, January 2nd, 1788, Georgia became the fourth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In 1842, in Fairmont, Pennsylvania, the first wire suspension bridge was opened to traffic. 1879, Thomas Edison began construction on his first generator. 1892, Ellis Island opened as America's first federal immigration center. Annie Moore, at age 15, became the first person to pass through. 1893, the first commemorative postage stamps were issued. 1910, the first junior high school in the United States opened. McKinley School in Berkeley, California, housed 7th and 8th grade students. In a separate building, students were housed who attended grades 9 through 12. In 1921, the first religious broadcast on radio was heard on KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as Dr. E.J. Van Eaton of Calvary Episcopal Church preached. 1935, Bruno Richard Hauptmann went on trial for the kidnapped murder of Charles Lindbergh's baby. Hauptmann was found guilty and executed. In 1953, The Life of Riley debuted on NBC TV. 1959, CBS Radio ended four soap operas, Our Gal Sunday, This Is Nora Drake, Backstage Wife, and Road of Life, all aired for the last time. In 1960, U.S. Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts announced his candidacy for the Democratic presidential nomination. 1971, in the U.S., a federally imposed ban on television cigarette advertisements went into effect. In 1974, U.S. President Richard M. Nixon signed a bill requiring all states to lower the maximum speed limit to 55 miles per hour. The law was intended to conserve gasoline supplies during an embargo imposed by Arab oil-producing countries. Federal speed limits were abolished in 1995. And finally, on this day, January 2nd, 1983, the final edition of Gary Trudeau's comic strip, Doonesbury, appeared in 726 newspapers. Doonesbury began running again in September 1984.
Okay, before I start, I just want to give a little shout-out to Sonic. Usually we talk about Sonic on Mondays, but I just want to remind everybody, because we couldn't yesterday, that today is half-price cheeseburger day after 5 p.m.
Yes, yes.
So if you order your cheeseburgers for after 5 p.m. online or in the app, you can get them for half price, but you have to order online or in the app to get that great deal. So I just wanted to give everybody that heads up, because we didn't have a chance to remind them yesterday that you can get your cheeseburgers for half price after 5 o'clock ordering online or in the app from our Norton Sonic.
Very good reminder.
All right. Hey, today is January 2nd. It's National Cream Puff Day.
Yummy. Cream Puff.
Yes. Yummy. So rich, so delicious. It's National Buffet Day. There you go. Stop in at TNC Kitchen today for that buffet. You're going to get meatloaf on the lunch buffet. It's National Science Fiction Day also. In music, in 1941, the Andrews Sisters recorded Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. In 1968, Newark, New Jersey, police confiscated a shipment of John Lennon and Yoko Ono's album Two Virgins because the album featured a nude cover. things have changed so bad. In 1979, the trial of ex-Sex Pistols Sid Vicious for the October 1978 murder of his girlfriend Nancy Spungen opened in New York City. Vicious died of a heroin overdose, thereby he didn't get to live to hear the verdict. And in 1983, the musical Annie closed on Broadway in the Eurus Theater after 2,377 performances. In sports, in 1965, Broadway Joe Namath signed the richest rookie contract at $400,000 in the history of pro football at the time. That's pocket change today, isn't it? 1972, Elvis Presley gave Muhammad Ali a $10,000 robe with People's Champion inscribed on it. Ali wore the robe on March 31st, 1973, when he lost to Ken Norton. In 1982, the New York Islanders began a 23-game undefeated home streak. In 1985, the Rebels of UNLV beat Utah State in three overtime periods. The final score of 142-40 set a new NCAA record for total points in a basketball game at 282. The game took over 3 hours to play. And in 2003, it was announced that Bill Parcells would be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Happy birthday to Isaac Asimov, born in 1920, writer of the popular science and author science fiction, and author of iRobot. Ty Diggs was born in 1971, the actor from How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Cuba Gooding Jr. was born in 1968. The guy, do you know what his famous line is?
His favorite, I don't know.
Famous line from Jerry Maguire. Show me the money.
But I thought that was Tom Cruise that had to yell it.
Yeah, because Cuba Gooding Jr. was a football player who's like, show me the money, and he kept making him yell it.
Say it louder.
Yeah. I don't know what he's done since. I think he hosts a game show or something now.
I don't know. One of my favorite movies of his is Radio, though.
I've never seen
that. Oh, you've got to watch that.
I put that on my list.
That's a good movie.
Today's also Jack Hanna's birthday, born in 1947. He was always a lot of fun to watch on the Johnny Carson show. He's a zoologist, host of TV's Animal Adventures, and he used to bring a lot of animals on mm-hmm. with Johnny Carson. That was always a fun time to watch.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Actually, I'm going to do yesterday's because I'm not sure we did New Year's Day. I think we just did through the 31st. So celebrating birthdays yesterday, January 1st, was Grace Elizabeth Maloli, Christy LeClaire, August Otter, and Tim Stunkel. And celebrating birthdays today, Tuesday, January 2nd, we have Ben Meidel, Tana Briner, Tate Schultz, Kim Green, Gail Roy, and Evie Vance.
All right. And how many do we have called in?
We have 3 called in.
All right. Shake her up there. Let's see who's going to get that great big delicious.
Did you notice cookie. I put them in order for you?
I did notice that, yeah. I hope you don't notice that it probably won't last. But I appreciate the effort.
Number 2, and that is Gail Roy.
Gail, happy birthday. And you get to celebrate with that great big cookie. You might want to split it with Mr. Roy since he listened.
And he didn't expose your birthday that ends with a 0 and is a special one.
He listened. But you're going to get a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. You can do whatever you want with it.
Exactly. Recapping our phone calls, we have someone that has 3 different wedding dresses in good condition, sizes 14 and 16 on 2 of them, and not sure on the 3rd one. They can still be altered. $200 for all 3, 202-2416. Good luck to the Blue Jays in Cambridge as they go to Cambridge to play basketball this evening. Happy birthday wishes going out to Gail Roy. Tana Briner, who is celebrating her 18th birthday, and Akira Clover Green, celebrating her 16th birthday.
We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all for your sponsorship. It's all because of you that we get to be here. Look how nice it looks out right now.
I know.
It's not going to be that long.
It's not going to be that long. Yeah, you had snow in the forecast starting when?
Friday. It's when it's supposed to start. They're kind of unsure about exactly. I mean, some places are calling for more inches than not. So I would suggest that you pay attention to the weather to see what it's going to do. You know, I'm going to.
If you're traveling over the weekend or what have you, getting
if you're
ready.
If you're sitting inside watching your husband shovel the driveway like I do,
yep, exactly.
Be ready. Have that hot chocolate ready for him for when he comes in. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
You said shovel.
I did say it. Who is this?
J.C. Johnson.
All right, J.C., you have just won a gift certificate from Cowpoke Supply. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I did say shovel, and I did say it on purpose, but I'm serious. I usually have, like, coffee or hot chocolate or something, but I don't do the shoveling.
And Jonathan does ours, but I spoiled him. I got our snowblower fixed. We had had a snowblower, and I got it fixed. And so he still has to shovel a little bit because there's just places that the snowblower won't go.
Yeah.
But, yes. I was happy to do that for him because I always
keep you from having to go out there and do it too. I asked what my logic is. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I just wanted to comment that the Roy's, they have such a beautiful Christmas decorations out east of town.
Oh, yes.
If you didn't get to see it, you sure missed it.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's a goal of our families. I think we went down there like two or three times this year because you go down there and it's such a huge display. You see something new each time. And they change it up each year, too, of where the different things are located. And so, yes, I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Yeah, I appreciate their artwork.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks.
And for brightening up our town. Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And it does, because it's a huge display.
It is.
It's fun to go and look at it. You're right. All right. So I think that just about wraps up our first show of the new year, Mandy. We made it through. I didn't mess up, I don't think. If I did, nobody's going to know. Because I don't even know. But so far, you know, knock wood, the new year's starting off pretty good. I'm glad to be back with you, and thanks for letting me have last week off. Again, I want to thank Jonathan myself for coming in and filling in for you so you could fill in for me during Party Line every day. So thank you, Jonathan. I know that you didn't have to work at the school last week and maybe had a few days you might want to do something, but you came in and filled in, so I appreciate it very, very much.
Exactly.
All right, well, I think that's about it.
Yes,
all right.
Tomorrow.
Till tomorrow, and don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.